It's Tuesday, October 30th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Oregon Judge Vance Day says he lost everything when he refused to conduct weddings for men and women living in unnatural affections. Last March, he received a 3-year suspension from office by the Judicial Fitness Commission. Spurious charges against Judge Day were dismissed by a Portland judge last week, but not before he was virtually bankrupted in the legal fight. He was forced to sell his home and other assets to pay for the $1.2 million legal bill, according to OregonLive.com. Judge Day says his troubles began when he recused himself from officiating at a homosexual faux wedding. Now come reports that police officers in the Tamil Nadu state in India are leading the attacks on churches. International Christian Concern reports that police officers entered a Christian home in the state shouting filthy epithets and beating the Christians gathered there. The country of Wales is working on an anti-spanking ban. The government is working on, quote, an informational campaign, end quote, for now. Recent statistics indicate that only 11% of Welsh parents spank their children, down from 22% just 2 years earlier. According to the Christian Institute, quote, Welsh First Minister Carwyn Jones wants to make it a criminal offense for parents to use reasonable chastisement, which could even include picking up a misbehaving child, end quote. A total of 60 countries have now banned spanking in recent years, including New Zealand, Sweden, Norway, Spain, Finland, Germany, Greece, and most of South America, reports CNN. However, God's word speaks more authoritatively when it says, "Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him." Over the weekend, the nation of Brazil elected Jair Bolsonaro for president in a runoff election. Sometimes referred to as Brazil's Donald Trump, Bolsonaro has taken a public stand against abortion and the marriage of those living in unnatural affections, men with men and women with women. This election marks the strongest political impact felt by Brazil's growing evangelical movement in the history of the country. Are hopes for the blue wave fading for the Democrats? The liberal website Politico.com is admitting that the midterm elections will be a matter of, quote, limiting losses, end quote, for the Democratic Party. The seat of Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota appears to be a lost cause, and Republican Senator Ted Cruz still leads in Texas in the polls by 6 points. Indeed, as Proverbs 21, verse 1 teaches, the heart of the king and the voters are in the hands of the Lord, and he turns it whithersoever he wills. The National Review reports on the continued Islamization of Europe after the rejection of the Christian faith on the continent. The European Court of Human Rights has ruled to limit free speech in order to meet the requirements of blasphemy standards required under Sharia law. An Austrian housewife referred to the Muslim prophet Muhammad's marriage to a 9-year-old girl in 2 seminars she gave in 2009. She was fined about $550 for implying that Muhammad was a pedophile. A Lion-airing Boeing 737 airliner out of Jakarta, Indonesia, crashed into the ocean yesterday, carrying 181 passengers and 8 crew members. According to a CNN report, Lion Air is one of dozens of airline companies that have been banished from European Union airspace on account of safety issues. A Russian official, speaking for the foreign ministry, said that Russia is, quote, preparing for war, end quote, after the United States pulled out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, reports the Express. Andrei Bulasov, deputy head of the Department of Non-Proliferation and Arms Control, said that Russia is, quote, preparing to defend our homeland, end quote. The Trump administration is pulling out of the INF treaty for what the United States perceives as Russia's violations of the same treaty. Jesus said, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you." Luke 6:27-28. As the accused mass murderer of 11 Jews at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Robert Bowers was still shouting, quote, "I want to kill all Jews," end quote, as he was taken into Pittsburgh's Allegheny General Hospital, reports Fox News. However, the first three people assigned to care for the gunman, who himself was shot multiple times by police, turned out to be Jews themselves. Bowers faces 11 counts of criminal homicide and another 6 counts of aggravated assault. And finally, allergies are on the rise in America. The Jaffe Food Allergy Institute at New York's Mount Sinai Hospital discovered that peanut allergies increased from a 1 in 250 incidence for children to 1 in 70 over 10 years. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, October 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.